Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Friday, September 15th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Melody. We're halfway through the month already.
We is.
Having a good time. It's a beautiful day here in the hills. It's kind of like a fall weather. It's only about 80 degrees, and it gets cool at night, so it's feeling really good right now.
It was a beautiful day here, too, so I can't complain. And I think fall has sprung.
Yep. The calendar says it's getting very close. You know that, so yes.
Well, I'll tell you, gold has sprung today. It is up 1140 right now in the New York spot price after market, 1923. Silver's up 37 cents at 2310. Platinum was up 21 at $938. Wow. And palladium was up $1 at $1,285. The USDX today was down just 0.02. Crude oil was up 94 cents at 91.10. So that's moving on up, and the paper markets today, you know, don't tell me my computer is doing it to me again. Let me see if I can pull it up someplace here. Well, it's weird because this one spot shows that markets were up. Another spot shows markets were down. Looks like everything is down. The Dow was down less than 1%. Looks like it was down like 300 points. The S&P was down 1.22%, and the NASDAQ was down a little over 1.5%. So I don't have the final numbers of how much they were down. And it's really strange because I went to two other sites and they're still showing the markets as higher. So this is how it confuses people. And, and if you don't follow the markets or where you go to get the numbers and you don't know how the inconsistencies can be, people get very confused and end up following the wrong things. So that's what we have there. And, my numbers aren't coming up, so we'll just follow it here in just a little bit.
confusing. That's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I got the gold and silver prices because that's what really matters here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So I think one of the headline news today is United Auto Workers Union. They launched a simultaneous strike at three factories owned by General Motors, Ford Motor, and Chrysler parent Stellantis. This is kicking off one of the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades. The walkouts at the Detroit 3 will halt production of the Ford Bronco, the Jeep Wrangler, and the Chevy Colorado pickup truck, along with other popular models, though the action was smaller than some expected, with roughly 12,700 workers striking at the outset. So we'll have to see if they don't get something over the weekend, but their contract expired 11:59 p.m. yesterday, and there will be no negotiations today. And the union will hold off more costly company-wide strikes for now, but all options are open if new contracts are not agreed. They probably are close to one. So that's kind of interesting. Dozens of workers picketed the main entrance at Ford's Michigan assembly plant in Wayne on Friday. And, everybody's kind of – those that are driving by were blowing their horns in solidarity. And, and I said yesterday, Butch, that, that we've had a lot of strikes this year, and everybody just sees it, that all these multinational corporations are making buku bucks, and none of that money is filtering down. But on the other hand – it's going to keep other manufacturing from coming to the States when you have when you have people, out there striking to get, 30-40% increase in wages and benefits. And guess who pays for it?
There you go. Always. But, you have to wonder. Which side being the greediest? Which side is greedy, but which side being the greediest? I'm sure both sides tend to be greedy. But which one's really telling the closest to the truth? You have to wonder about that, because there's no way that I guess we can know that for sure. But a 40% pay increase is huge. And the car manufacturers will not pay that. We will.
Hey, they offered up to 20%.
Yes. Yes. Whatever amount they get, we will pay.
Yes, we will.
That's how it works. They can't absorb all that. They're not going to absorb all that. Even if they could, they wouldn't. It's going to come back down to you and me.
Yeah, Ford said the latest proposal would double its U.S. labor costs and make it uncompetitive against Tesla and other non-union rivals. Tesla's in with the government, so... A walkout could mean that the UAW profit-sharing checks for this year would be decimated. So, and you're right. But you know what, Butch? When I worked for big companies, I never looked at it as the corporation is making so much more money than me.
Yeah.
And it should filter down to me. I was happy I had a job. I had good wages. I was happy I had a job. And it's just in today's world and how people are working far less and far less, and not everybody, but our working conditions are a whole lot easier than what they used to be.
I agree.
You can have a baby and be off for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my day, if you had a baby, if you didn't come back to work the next day, you were fired. You lost your job. Maybe not the next day, but, you didn't have
pretty
months
close
off.
To it.
Yeah. It wasn't even that it was anything that was negotiable. Women came back to work as soon as they could because that was their job. That's what they were supposed to do. That was their commitment and to whoever had them employed. And and granted, there's a lot of employees out there that work like crazy and don't get paid for what they're really worth. I get that. But in today's world, 40% increase?
and a four-day work week's what he wanted also. So go figure. But, you know, it's the benefits they offer now, like you mentioned, that a woman, and now even men get maternity leave.
Yeah.
They do. But let's say they get 2 weeks or a month. I don't know what they get.
They get a lot. Six.
They get
six,
a lot.
Two, yeah.
The company pays that, but then we pay the company.
Yep.
So it all comes down to the consumer. And because consumers don't realize that, everybody's all gung-ho for the workers. And I understand the point, to a point, but there's got to be a balance somewhere. I mean, I don't know how anybody else is fair in this country, but I know for sure that an automobile is already priced out of my reach, especially a new one, and even most evens now, the price higher than I can afford.
So, why don't people ask why their dollar isn't buying what it used to?
I agree.
Why aren't people asking what the problem is? Why do you need a 40% increase in your pay plus other benefits to make it in today's world? Why do we really have inflation?
There's lots of reasons.
It's our monetary policy.
It's all greed. It's greed on the government's end. It can be greed on the corporation's end and on the individual's end. It's greed. And people that are not getting 40% pay increases, like those on fixed incomes, end up hurting because of that, don't they?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't offend anybody, but I'm just saying it like it is. I, for one, am not going to get a 10% pay increase this year and then for the next 4 years. I don't know many people that are. But if we did, that just mean the price of things up even more, so we wouldn't gain anything. Then at the end of 4 years, we'd still be in the hole because it's going to increase everything else that much also. It's just, to me, simple reasoning, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just a simple individual.
Well, I just have a couple of things. The Dow Jones did slide 288 points at its low. It's completely wiped out Thursday's 332-point rally. The S&P 500 was lower by 1.22%. The NASDAQ composite dropped 1.56% to 13,708. The Dow closed out a positive week. And however, the S&P and the NASDAQ both suffered a second straight week of losses. Information technology was the worst performing sector in the S&P, down nearly 2%. You know, what's interesting, auto stocks, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, all their stocks rose today. It doesn't make sense, but it rise. Yeah. Yeah. I don't get it. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey showed one-year inflation expectations dropped to 3.1% in September, and that was tied for the lowest since January of 2021. Also, the five-year outlook fell to 2.7, matching its lowest December or lowest since December of 2020. Oh, those were right during mid-pandemic. Is that where we're at now? The same type of economic conditions that this consumer sentiment has dropped to the same levels? Makes you wonder, Butch.
Yes, it does. A lot of things building this country today make me go, yeah, I just don't understand it. I really don't. And this story I'm going to share very quickly. A lot of folks probably remember a county clerk in Kentucky named Kim Davis. You remember that story, Kim Davis? The lady that would not issue a marriage license to two homosexual men.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. She went to jail for a little bit. And the governor pardoned her and all the clerks. You can't make somebody rule against their Christian convictions. But anyway, they now went after her with a civil lawsuit. And the two individuals involved sued her for $300,000. Because she wouldn't issue them a marriage license because of her Christian convictions. And I really consider her a hero or a heroine for that, actually. But anyway, to make the long story really short, the evidence in the court turned against the plaintiffs. They had nothing to stand on. They had nothing. I mean, the, that they found that they were lying about some certain things. Imagine that. And said, without any evidentiary support, the Emerald Cert jury revealed a verdict of $50,000 for each plaintiff. Now, listen to this. They didn't have a legal ground to stand on. The jury gave each of them $50,000. Do you know what for, Melody? Hurt
what?
Feelings. Hurt feelings. I'm dead serious.
Cry me a river.
Liberty Council is a group that I support, and I support as much as I possibly can. They're a great Christian organization that will support Christians like Kim Davis. And God forbid, maybe one day myself, they're taking a court on. Of course, they're appealing this, going to take it eventually to the district court, and if they have to, the Supreme Court. But they award them a total of $100,000 for hurt feelings. Now, I don't know what to say. I don't even know how to approach that. How do you even reason anything through that? My feelings get hurt a lot. When can I start suing people? Is that ridiculous or what?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is America today.
Well, just remember from now on, whenever we get our feelings hurt, we can sue.
That's good. You got that right.
Yeah.
I mean, about Deuteronomy 28:28, God said, I'll smite him with madness. This is madness. When a jury will issue a verdict against a Christian because she stood by her convictions and give two perverts a check for $50,000, or try to anyway, they're still going to court for hurt feelings. My goodness, what can this lead to? Well, anyway, Hunter Biden indicted over lies about drug addiction while buying gun. He could face up to 25 years in prison. Now, if you believe that's going to happen, then you ready to believe it. I'll tell you about Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus in a minute, too. But anyway, he's facing indictments, and I don't know what that's going to lead to, if anything, probably very little. But it carries a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. And Hunter, now 53, could face additional criminal cases in D.C. and Los Angeles for tax fraud, illegal foreign lobbying, among other potential counts. The first son is accused of lying about his drug use on a gun purchase from 2018 when he bought a Colt Cobra revolver. By the way, it's a nice gun. During a period when he admitted in a 2021 memoir, Beautiful Things, that he was abusing narcotics. Comments, Melody?
I don't know. I don't even know anymore. I mean, he's going to get pardoned anyway. So all this time and money is being spent and everything else in this country is going to heck. So, you know, whether you like him or whether you don't, you know, I'm not fond of him. But, I mean, really, 5 years, I mean, it's just, I think there's bigger issues there. And maybe that is just one way to where they can get some additional information, maybe on the, you know, the money exchanging hands and so forth. But I mean, it, Butch, when is this? There's so much time, effort and distractions. It's like, come on. Is this a big deal or isn't it in your view? What's your view?
About distractions? It is a distraction. It's a political game. That's what it is. I don't disagree that he should go to jail. Not at all. But it's just insane that this is going on when the nation is falling apart in so many different directions. They're fighting over this. There are much bigger fish to fry. And corruption in the White House, no doubt. Of course, it's happened before, I do believe. Nonetheless, it's all political arena. If this were really something that the politicians were concerned about, it would not be divided over party lines. They'd be doing what's right because it's right, not because it's a Democrat Republican. But it's not happening the way, is it?
No, it isn't.
America has lost her way morally, Melody. America has lost her way morally completely. Convictions and principles are, I think, the past.
Absolutely. But what hasn't passed is our break, because we're going into it right now. So we will be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Butch, we have a caller. We have Greg from Michigan. Hi, Greg.
Let's talk to Craig.
Yeah, it's Craig. You hear me, right?
Craig, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to chime in. If my opinion is worth what you paid for it, nothing. But, the whole Hunter Biden thing, with the gun charge and everything. So where in the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, does the government have any jurisdiction? I mean, they're turning a right into a privilege where they can, I don't like Hunter Biden. I sure as heck don't like his father. But still, the federal government, long story short, what part of shall not be infringed don't they understand? They're turning rights into privileges.
They have been for a long time. That's a problem. They have been for a long time.
But this is all some crazy diversionary thing to think that they have.
Like, of course it is.
I'm sorry?
I said, of course it is.
Well, yeah. But, all of the so-called conservatives, jump on this. and they don't realize that you're putting in impediments into the Second Amendment, where the federal government has a jurisdiction over your Second Amendment rights.
I totally agree with that. I do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's time for people to like start thinking and just, you know, forget the fluff that they throw out there and, you know, kind of walk a few steps backwards and you know, look at what they're basing this on. They're if they can get this, I mean, this guy probably belongs in jail for the rest of his life, but not on that, because it's an infringement on the Second Amendment.
I totally agree with that. I really do. But to see, you said something that we thinking is a lost art now. No one does much any longer. All we do is respond and react. We don't think. We base everything we believe on whatever's told on the talking heads on TV.
Yeah, or even on the radio. I mean, I catch you and Melody, I'm talking to, and Butch every day at 4 o'clock. I mean, it's my radio is set to go off. Okay, you know, Discount Gold and Silver's coming in. I want to hear what you folks say. I hear all of Pastor Butch show broadcast. I won't call it a show, and it's not a show. It's reality, you know. Is some kind of fictional thing.
Thank you.
You know, I catch you every day, and I appreciate both of you. Two of the last voices that are going to still be heard on shortwave. Alex Jones threw it away, walked down for whatever reason. Now the power hour in the morning is going off shortwave. And, you know, oh, well, you can call our telephone line. And who has that amount of money? Of time on their phone where they can sit there and listen for 2 hours a day.
That's a tough call.
Okay, I mean, straight up, I love both of you. I'm glad you're still on the radio. But I mean, you know, if people get to gather their thoughts together and decide where their money's going to go. Because you folks are the only real news that anybody has.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
talking now, Butch, but, you know, I'm talking to Melody now. I wish, you know, I would love to purchase from your company, but the purchase would be so small, it wouldn't even cover the mailing costs and whatever you were paying your employees and stuff. So I lay back.
All right. Well, the thoughts are important too. But well, thank you for calling in today, Craig.
Well, love you both very much, and I'll stay in touch.
All right. Be talking to you. Sweet call, Melody. Very sweet call.
Very sweet call.
Common encouragement in it.
Yes.
It really is. Makes them keep on.
It is, but you know what? You know what? I think that a lot of folks have to understand too, though, that you know, when you look at the and you know, and shortwave is important. I don't know how connected they are with. If does the signal go out the old way, or is it all computerized? And, you know, hey, folks, people listen to their internets and their phones. I'll tell you what, if something goes down, it's going to be those. And you won't get any news anywhere. So shortwave is still a very important thing, but it also costs a whole lot more than what you can do with podcasts and so forth on the internet. So when
That's
people
true.
Cut back on the shortwave, it's a cost effective. It's more cost effective. And
That's
but
true.
Yet on the other hand, shortwave you know, along with the ham radio operators might be, you know, in times of disruption, might be the only things that we can listen to. I don't know.
It doesn't,
we'll have to ask the producer.
Yeah, that's, what can you say? I mean, either way you move, you know, people can't afford to pay the bills. Believe me, I understand that feeling. I really do. Right now in our ministry, we're not where we should be this time of month, and I'm concerned about the rest of the month. We'll take it one day at a time is all I can say. But thanks for the call, Craig. Good call. Melody, I want to share something here that I think it's kind of not too far from our border. The Dominican Republic closes border with Haiti, further stoking tensions. Everywhere you look, there's tension and strife between countries. The Dominican Republic has already begun building a wall at its border with Haiti. Then a crackdown on immigration, deporting tens of thousands of Haitians back to their impoverished and gang-ravaged country. Now it's closing the border entirely. President Luis Abinader announced the Dominican Republic will shut all of its land, air, and sea frontiers with Haiti starting Friday morning amid a festering dispute over Haiti's plans to construct a canal of a river that separates the two countries. The announcement Thursday afternoon significantly escalates tension between the two nations, which share the Caribbean island of Hispaniola and a long history of strained relations. The closure of Haiti's only land border threatens to worsen the economy, security, and humanitarian crisis in a country already struggling to avert collapse. Wow. That's not good. That's sad. Comments, Melody? Are you there, Melody? Am I there,
Melody? I'm here.
Okay, all right. Any comments on that?
No. No,
I mean, that's just sad. Two more countries on the verge of trouble. Another rumor of another war. This is prophesied in Bible, yeah. Matthew 24.
Mm-hmm.
Now this next article is pretty good. I didn't print all off. I'm gonna put it in my next month's magazine. It's entitled "Inflation: Government's Insidious Form of Theft," and we've said that many times. That's exactly what it is. An insidious form of theft. No one today talks about the death penalty for debasing gold or silver coins as established by the Section 19 of the Coinage Act of 1792, nor do they usually bring up Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, which authorizes only gold and silver coin, a tender and payment of debts. Instead, we come so far as to establish a gold standard for the monetary policy of inflating currency, roughly 2% per annum, to be carried out solely by the Federal Open Market Committee of the Federal Reserve System. When we glance between the lines, we see that the Fed holds a monopoly of money creation, and since the government no longer regards gold or silver as money, but instead issues paper bills or their electronic equivalent, not as substitutes for real money, but as money itself. Let me repeat that. Not as substitutes for real money, but as money itself. They're issuing counterfeit, folks. It's not money, but let's move on. The United States is in the strange position of being a counterfeiter and a monopoly counterfeiter at that. Without the enforced promise of note redemption, the currency exposes itself to manipulation without restraint. I'm sorry, multiplication without restraint. The economy needs a generally accepted medium of exchange, and one would arise naturally over the course of trade. A state, given its nature as a predatory institution since it funds itself by force, needs a monetary unit it controls exclusively, with the ability to increase its quantity quickly to deal with perpetual crisis. One of the great achievements of modern states is their ability to hide the debasement of their currency. Before the printing press made its debut, tyrants had to debase actual money by diluting the precious metal content, or falsifying the print of a coin. Modern technology, along with elaborate ledgermane, has hidden the counterfeiting process from the public. The rest are bought off or ignored. Well, that's very well put, isn't it?
It certainly is. That's great information.
That is absolutely what's happened to the country. As I mentioned the other day on your program, 1930, average income is a little over $4,800. Equivalent today is over $87,000. and people back then couldn't make it on that. Well, guess what? If it weren't for the other benefits we have today, we wouldn't make it today either.
That's true. Look at all the benefits.
Yes, exactly. Huh? Folks, we got to stop and think. As Craig said, we need to stop and think. And thinking has become a lost art in our country. Whenever we become so insane and so, ignorant, unlearned, as to grant as an individual, two sexual homosexuals, $50,000 each because they hurt their feelings. Why don't we do that for murderers, rapists, thieves? We put them in jail because I'm sure it hurts their feelings. Oh, my goodness. Hey, let's move on. The Panama Canal has stopped. Let that sink in a second.
We've been talking about that for the past couple of weeks.
We have. 40% of the global supply chain came to a halt today as the Panama Canal shut down. Ships are presently stuck on both the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean sides of the canal because the freshwater lake, which supplies the locks between the two oceans, has suffered a drought and can no longer fill the locks to allow ships to sail through the canal. Because of the severely reduced freshwater supply, ships are being ordered to travel with 40% less weight to deal with less water. The Panama government said these restrictions will last at least 10 more months. This is causing delays in shipments from Asia to the East Coast of the United States. It's also causing oil shipment delays from the Middle East and India to the West Coast of the USA. Gee, that couldn't hurt any, could it, Melody?
Why would it hurt, Butch?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why worry about it? Big deal. I mean, oil was over, what, $90 for the first time now in several months?
For a long time, yeah.
And it's going to hit again, folks. And it's going to hurt like you know what. It goes over 100. And it's going. Actually, with inflation included, it's already well over 100. So hang on. You think it's been tough so far. And I don't like to say this because this affects me also. You ain't seen nothing yet. The Panama Canal has basically stopped. Gee. Any more comments, Melody, on that?
No. And, you know, it started out where they were just going to be closed for a couple weeks. Then it went into a couple months.
Yep.
Then it went to the end of the year. Then it went through the end of next year, into next year.
Yes.
So, yes. I mean, when we first started talking about this, there was 150 cargo ships. That was backlogged. What's the number now?
I don't see a number on this. It doesn't give a number.
Yeah.
It says they're backlogged.
So, again, another part of the, you know, the chain that's broken. So.
Whether it's intentionally or not intentionally, it makes no difference. It's still broken.
That's broken. It really doesn't matter because it's going to affect trade. It's going to affect our pricing. In addition to the monetary inflation that we have.
Either way, it's outside of our ability to fix it.
Correct.
With the individual. So no matter who's causing family to be hungry, if you can't fix it, your family's still hungry. So
Correct. Anyway,
let's move on there. But this is something we talked about many months ago, right after the war started in Ukraine. But finally, NATO's admitted it. NATO chief openly admits Russia invaded Ukraine because of NATO expansion. Imagine that. During a speech at the EU Parliament on Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg clearly and repeatedly acknowledge that the Putin made the decision to invade Ukraine because of fears of NATO expansionism. Now, that is pretty clear, folks. We said that a year and a half ago. I don't know how many believers didn't believe this, but we said it. The background was that President Putin declared in autumn 2021 and actually sent a draft treaty that they wanted NATO to sign to promise no more NATO enlargement. That was what he sent us and was a precondition for not to invade Ukraine. Of course, we didn't sign that. So Putin sent a notice and said, please don't do this. Please stop this. Or, you know, this not, no more. And they ignored it. They didn't sign it. Got to go to break in a second. But after the break, we'll finish this article. Folks, the blame lies with the good old U.S. of A. and NATO.
Certainly does. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Pastor Butch Paul. You want to finish up that article, Butch?
I do, because I think it's just it's really important. As you said, Putin had written NATO and asked them, please, to agree not to increase to add anything to NATO, not expanding further. And they didn't answer. So the opposite happened. He wanted us to sign the promise never to enlarge NATO. He wanted us to remove our military infrastructure and all allies that have joined NATO since 1997, meaning half of NATO. All the Central and European, Eastern Europe, we should remove NATO from that part of our lines, introducing some kind of B or second-class membership. We rejected that. So he went to war to prevent NATO, more NATO, close to his borders. You can't blame them for this, folks. They're trying to save their country. Stoltenberg made these remarks as part of a general gloat about the fact that Putin invaded Ukraine to prevent NATO expansion, and yet the invasion was as a result in Sweden and Finland planning to join the alliance, saying this demonstrates that when President Putin invaded a European country to prevent more NATO, he's getting the exact opposite. Stoltenberg's remarks would probably have been classified as Russian propaganda by plutocrat-funded disinformation experts and imperial fact-checkers if it had not been said online by someone like you or me, but because it came from the head of NATO as part of his screed against the Russian president, and it's being allowed to pass through without objection. don't know what else to say that. We knew this. Mel and I said this right after the war started. And we're not necessarily geniuses, but we can see what's happening. You push a nation long enough, they have to defend themselves. I know in today's modern society, especially in America, we have people that want to do away with all borders, don't need borders between countries. I mean, by the way, the European Union had that as an idea many years ago.
Yep.
It hasn't worked too well so far, has it, Melody?
Nope, they're the test.
Hasn't worked too well at all. Anything you want to add or anything you want to say to that?
No, and it's funny, you know. I saw where Zelensky's coming to the U.S. next week, I believe.
Yes, he is.
And yes, he is. And it's like, for what? For more money. More money, more money, more money. Where is it going?
And we're going to share something a little bit about what he said could happen if he doesn't get it.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a threat, but it reads like it could be a threat. To me, it does anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, what
can't
I
believe
know.
We're giving that guy all this time. Can't believe it.
Well,
he's a clown, literally. That's what he used to do. I believe he used to be a clown.
Yeah, no, he's a comedian. He was a comedian.
I think he was a comedian clown.
Money, yeah, same thing, basically, in that aspect.
Well, yeah.
If we don't give it to him, it may hurt his feelings, though. So, anyway. Kim Jong-un toasts Putin, wishing great victory over enemies. The meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday is in the far eastern city of Vladivostok was all that it was expected to be, with the North Korean strongman praising a heroic Russian army, which will be led by Putin to a great victory over his enemies. We are confident that the Russian army and people will win a great victory in the just fight to punish evil groups who pursue hegemony, expansion, and ambition. I can't argue that either. America's done that all over the world for many years now. And folks, keep in mind, all empires end badly. There's much speculation that the one-on-one talks held prior to dinner, which lasted about 2 hours, may have focused on Moscow buying North Korean ammunition for use in Ukraine. I'll always be standing with Russia, Kim emphasized in footage broadcast on Russian TV, while Putin agreed that an old friend is better than two new ones. Putin also hailed the future strengthening of cooperation and friendship between the countries during a tour with Kim in Russia Far East Spaceport in Voskhodny Cosmodrome. The leader of the DPRK shows great interest in rocket technology, and they are trying to develop their presence in space, Putin said. Interesting. Kim Jong-un says he wishes the best to overcome their enemies. Russia's enemies. I don't know much more evidence, Miller. We got to present to people. I know the ones listening to this program don't already know it. But if we present this to the whole population of the USA, and with the wording of even of the NATO leader saying that we instigated the war, will they believe it and would they care?
That what?
Would they believe it or would they even care that we instigated the war? If we present this evidence before the whole country, had a chance to talk to everybody in the country, would they even care that we instigated this war by expanding NATO?
I don't know. Probably not. It would depend on which side instigated it. The Democrats it'd be okay if Biden did it, and if Trump did it, the Republicans would be okay with it.
That's sad. That's true. That's sad. Never thought about that. That's sad. Cuba could have sent as many as 14,000 fighters to Russia. Folks, we support Ukraine, along with many other nations supporting Russia. Cuba's communist Castro regime may have sent as many as 14,000 Cuban nationals to fight for Russia in Ukraine between July and August, according to a joint report published Monday by the Madrid-based Cuba Siglo 21 think tank and the Havana Consulting Group. All evidence points to a collaborative and concerted effort between the Russian and the Cuban governments to organize a recruitment network of Cuban volunteers to join Russian troops in Ukraine. The organization reached their conclusion by analyzing data on the 117 flights between Russia and Cuba documented between July and August at the rate of 13 flights per week. The flights, according to the report, represent an available seat capacity of 52,497, of which 38,407 were occupied by Russian tourists that traveled to the island nation, 73.16% of the available seats capacity. The analysts conclude that the remaining 26.84% of seats may have provided the Castro regime with the optional capacity to transfer up to 14,090 citizens to Russian territory between July 4th and August. Russia is one of the few countries in the world where Cuban citizens do not need to obtain a visitor or visitor's visa to enter. So, could have happened. Don't know. Could have happened. And I'd say there's a good chance it did. Russia and Cuba have been buddies since, what, 1960s, right, Melody?
Yes. Long time.
So I would say that could have happened. Now, folks, the war is spreading to other countries. Maybe not even intentionally, but it is. When you are fighting with a landlocked country that's surrounded by other nations, sometimes spillover happens, whether you like it or not. And the European nations are landlocked, mostly. So when you hit one, you get to hit the other one with nothing else, with just a splice over. That's what's happening in Romania. Emergency alerts on NATO territory as Russian drone attacks force Romanians into underground shelters. Now, they were not aiming for Romania, but they still done some damage. Romanian residents have been forced to take shelter because of ongoing Russian drone attacks near the border with Ukraine. Emergency alerts were issued on Wednesday morning, urging people to find cover in their basements or makeshift concrete shelters built by the National Army's engineering units. The warning came as Ukrainian ports across the Danube were targeted in strikes by Vladimir Putin's forces. Eight villages in eastern Romania were sent messages on their phones to warn of the possibility of falling objects from the surrounding airspace, reports the BBC. Alerts sent shortly after midnight local time say keep calm, take shelter in the basement, in basements or in civil protection shelters. The absence of a shelter, stay inside the house, away from the windows and exterior walls. Romania's Defense Ministry, which has found Russian drone debris on Romanian territory for the third time in a week, said the warning was issued after a group of drones were detected heading towards the Ukrainian ports. Folks, again, they're not necessarily the target. But when things blow up, they can fly a long ways. Locals in Tosia or Nurefuru were told there could be possible a case of drone impact before the alert was eventually lifted at 5 a.m. local time. Residents in the bordering villages claim they frequently hear the drones flying overhead. Costin Tanez, a resident of Planru on the Ukraine-Romanian border, told the AFP news agency, when the sirens wail at night, that's when you expect the drones to come. Georgi Pulfli, a 70-year-old farmer, said it shakes like an earthquake when a drone approaches. Romanian President Klaus Iohannis said of drone fragment findings on Saturday that they were similar to those used by Russian army. The latest finding was the furthest yet that the fragments of drones had been found from the Ukraine border. Spillover, Melody. Spillover.
Is that what they call collateral damage?
I reckon it is.
Yeah.
If they hit too many times remaining, remain neutral, or they get involved also?
No. No one's going to remain neutral.
No. They can't.
They can't.
It's a serious situation. I won't get this article done, and I'll give some good news.
Okay.
Is that a threat? Zelensky warns Ukrainians and Europe could act unpredictably if Western aid is cut. Ooh, go throw a tantrum. Don't push Ukrainians into a corner by cutting Western support for the war, or else the millions of refugees who have presently behaved well and Europe may start to act unpredictably, President Zelensky has said. Wow. Speaking to a British center-left-leaning news magazine, the Ukrainian president has made remarks that may, to some ears, sound like a threat, or at least a dire warning, as he spoke of the possible negative consequences for European nations if they reduced the donations and aid given to the country. While the interview with the Economist largely paraphrases Zelensky's words, as a non-native speaker in his English can be a little convoluted, the meaning appears from the writing to be clear, as the magazine warns curtailing aid could create risk for the West in its own backyard. There's no way predicting how the millions of Ukrainian refugees in European countries would react to the country being abandoned, Zelensky reported to have in tone, saying while they are grateful for the asylum they have been given during the war and had behaved well so far, this could apparently not be guaranteed to continue. In perhaps some of the darkest words Zelensky has had for European allies during the war, the magazine reports he told them it would not be a good story for Europe if it were to drive these people into a corner. Wow. Melody, what do you think about that?
I don't know. It's whatever's going to happen is going to come from those areas. So it's so many things that are just adding up.
It's adding up. It's like boiling pots on a stove with no outlet. Something's going to blow.
You know, the only thing that would really calm all the wars and rumors of wars down would be a global depression.
And that could happen. It could happen.
It would hold it off for a while.
It could. And a real quick good news story. Thrift store employee finds $5,000 in a shirt, returns it to the woman who lost it. A thrift store manager in Burlingame, California, found $5,000 in a pile of donated clothes. He tracked down the owner and returned the money. Oliver Jolis works at the Pick of the Litter's thrift shop in San Francisco Bay area to raise money for injured and orphaned animals. All profits go to the Peninsula Humane Society. Jolis was sorting through recent clothing donations when he found the shirt that just kept giving. Money just started falling out, Jolis told CBS News. It kept falling and falling. Well, I was like, this is a decent amount of money. He found a total of $5,000 in cash. Inside the bag, he found an old piece of paper with car insurance information, which he, with the help of coworkers, they contacted a woman who correctly answered all their questions. The woman who asked to remain anonymous told the news outlet he could have just put the money in his pocket and that was the end of the day and nobody would have known it, but he didn't. Whoever you do, whatever you do in this world comes back to you 10 times. He be it negativity or positive, it comes back, she added. So how about that? A young gentleman that saved the woman $5,000. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. All right, Melody, she's all yours.
She's all mine. You gave me a whole 10 seconds.
All right.
Well, that's enough to say 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call. We'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me